ask if our own nation wasn't using massive doses of violence to solve its problem. And I knew that I could never again raise my voice against the violence of the oppressed in the ghettos without having first spoken clearly to the greatest purveyor of violence in the world today, my own government.
What is the most resilient parasite? An idea. Resilient, highly contagious. Once an idea has taken hold in the brain, it's almost impossible to eradicate.
This idea is potentially worth millions of dollars.
Millions?
Yes.
You might just be letting your imaginations run away with you.
This was a kid who said, "I'm preoccupied with mind control. The government is listening to me."
I lost my freedom of speech to that guy. I'm in a terrible place.
This morning, on the Boulder, we have a very special guest.
Would you like to come to Hollywood?
I certainly would.
Like magic, Ted Williams was transported to the world of media interviews and network morning shows, where he choked up at the prospect of a reunion with his 92-year-old mother in New York.
And we've worked really, really hard to get Ted to face the reality here so he doesn't lose this chance.
Oops. Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Someday they'll go down together. They'll bury them side by side. To few it'll be grief, to the law a relief, but it's death for Bonnie and Clyde.
Sounds to me like you're still being hoorahed by a little girl.
There is no hoorahing in it. My agreement with the marshal antedates yours. It has the force of law.
The force of law?
I'm his blood. I'm his family.
I'm the one fighting, okay? Not you, not you, and not you.
Are you having a relationship with someone?
You can tell us, honey. We would understand and support you.
Without this amendment, Minnesota could have gay marriage imposed on us.
You can try to ignore those people. Or you can feel sorry for them and for their prejudices and their bigotry and their blind hatreds and stupid fears. But where necessary, you'll just have to cling tight to each other and say, screw all those people.
You always have scared me.
That's because you're smart.
Virgil, that's a funny name for a nigger boy that comes from Philadelphia. What do they call you up there?
They call me Mr. Tibbs.
A room. I'd like a room, please.
As far as I see it, my husband has mechanical difficulties with his speech.
All right. You want mechanics? We need to relax your jaw muscles, strengthen your tongue. And you do have a flabby tummy, so we'll need to spend some time strengthening your diaphragm.
Ah! You bit me?
Thousands of demonstrators opposed to the Vietnam War assembled in the nation's capital for a mass protest. For the most part orderly, minor scuffles did occur between the demonstrators and hecklers.
Police brutality at its most explicit. A protester in the Sinai Desert shot dead as he ran. The unrest in Egypt has spread like wildfire.
Just a few months ago, most people had never heard of a website called WikiLeaks or of its mysterious and eccentric founder, Julian Assange. But in that short period of time, both have managed to rattle the worlds of journalism, diplomacy, and national security.
400,000 documents. Allegedly, it is, of course, a leak on a scale that I couldn't have done 40 years ago without scanners and digital capability. I used the most advanced technology at that time, Xerox, and I couldn't have done what I did 10 years before that. So I'm quite jealous of the current capabilities, but I'm glad to express my support of what WikiLeaks is doing and its sources in particular.
It's generally acknowledged that Ghonim's Facebook page first sparked the protests. Titled "We Are All Khalid Said," it memorialized an Egyptian businessman who'd been beaten to death by police after threatening to expose corruption. The page called for protests on January 25th.
It is the true digitalization of real life. You don't just go to a party anymore. You go to a party with a digital camera, and then your friends relive the party online.
And I believe that for all our imperfections, we are full of decency and goodness, and that the forces that divide us are not as strong as those that unite us.
Good evening. Dr. Martin Luther King, the apostle of nonviolence in the civil rights movement, has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee.
You know what you've done there?
You told my story. You told my whole story right there, right there. One time I told you I was gonna make you somebody, that's what you done for me. You made me somebody they're gonna remember.